for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Friday morning service of September the 1st, 1995, of the Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker for the morning.
Turn to Matthew chapter 24. Can you hear all right back there? Okay. Matthew chapter 24. I'm getting some feedback or something. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 24, how many believe Jesus is coming? Amen. You know, just because we don't preach the pre-tribulation rapture, many believe we don't believe in the coming of the Lord. I preach more on the coming of the Lord probably than anybody, as much as anybody does. I think Jesus will come again. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Jesus will come literally from heaven. He will come gloriously from heaven. He will come bodily. He will come personally, and he will come visibly. And I believe that with all my heart, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. It's not, I don't preach the going of the church, but the coming of the Lord. I don't preach the disappearing of anybody, but the reappearing of Jesus. And Jesus is going to come in the saints and with the saints. He's coming in fire and with fire. He's coming in the clouds. He's coming with clouds. How many know you're the clouds today he's coming in? We're the clouds, isn't that right? Praise God. And yet, the scripture said he's coming with clouds of heaven. Now, we know he's literally coming back. He's coming in us first, but he's coming also literally from heaven. Now, turn to Matthew 24. I want to share on a word that the Lord spoke to my heart yesterday before I left home. In Matthew 24, something's going to happen, though, before Jesus comes here in this chapter. In chapter 24, look down to verse 44. Jesus said, therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. How many know that's a strong word? And that's for an end time generation. Right before Jesus comes, this will happen. And this is happening already, amen, across the land. Now, here in verse 45, you have the faithful and the wise. And verse, and also there, we see in that same verse that his duties were performed in this wise and faithful servant. And he talked about the Lord's coming here. And then he's going to be rewarded in verse 47. Notice verse 47, that he'll not only make him ruler over his goods, but back in verse 46, I should say, but he will be blessed when his Lord comes if he finds so doing. That is the will of God. But then it changes to the evil servant, how his duties then are neglected, the Lord is coming, and his punishment. So there's a lot here that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. Praise the Lord. But I believe Jesus is coming again. Hallelujah. And I'm glad he's coming, aren't you? But you know, not everybody's looking for the coming of Jesus. Amen? Now, first of all, the man is wise and he's faithful. God is looking for our faithfulness today. How many believe that? Whether we're a preacher or not, God wants us to be faithful to what he's called us to into. And the scripture said he made this man a ruler over God's household. Now, there's a great responsibility. There's a greater responsibility on those that's called to the ministry than the people of God. Let me show you this. Look in Hebrews chapter 13. Let's just turn there, and I'll show you this from the scripture. Hebrews chapter 13. And let's see this. Praise the Lord. How many thank God for Jesus? Amen. All right. In chapter 13. Look at verse 17. Obey them, not just him, but them, that have the rule over you. And this rule is not a dictatorial rulership. How many know it's a rule of love? Okay? And submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as that they must give account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So those that are over you in the Lord, they must watch for your soul, and they will give account. Now look in James 3. Look in James chapter 3, verse 1. James chapter 3. Hope you got your fingers ready to go through the black and white pages. James 3, 1. He said, my brethren, my brothers, be not many masters or teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation or judgment. Those who have been called to teach, to preach, to minister the word of God, there's going to be a greater judgment on those type of people. Amen? Hallelujah. So back in Matthew, we see that this man's made a ruler over God's household. I mean, there is a responsibility if you've been made a ruler. Amen? And the Lord has to make us rulers. Amen. God has to make us elders. God has to make us apostles. Come on, prophets or shepherds or teachers. God has to do that. How many know it's Christ the apostle and the man? It's Christ the prophet and the man and so forth. It's nothing of our doing, just the Lord himself as we submit to him. Isn't that right? Praise God. And this man was to give meat in due season. I mean, thank God that you can receive more today than you could last year. Isn't that right? You can receive more. And so this man was to dish out the food, dish out the meat to the servants of God. And God said, blessed be that servant when he comes, if he's found faithful. But we see something changes here in Matthew 24. Look down now. Look down to verses 48. He changes from a wise and faithful servant, and then in verse 48, he calls him an evil servant. And this evil servant shall say in his heart, how many know your heart can talk to you? My Lord delayeth his coming. So something happened in the man's heart, didn't it? Something happened in the spirit. Something happened in the inner man. Something changed. How many know our hearts can be hardened? Our hearts can be hardened. We can allow things to come in to our hearts, and we don't realize they're there at certain times. But this man's heart became hardened. Let me tell you what this kind of spirit does right here. It destroys individuals. It destroys homes. It destroys churches. I'm going to say it again. Individuals, homes, and churches. This type of spirit destroys. And so we see he becomes an evil servant, and something's happened in his heart. And what's he saying? The Lord, my Lord, delayeth. And notice he's calling him Lord. But why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say unto you? Are you hearing me? Uh-huh. My Lord delayeth his coming. How many believe Jesus has never delayed his coming? And yet in this man's heart, he's saying he's delayed his coming. He's listening to a lie. He's listening to a spirit. Come on, that's not the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? A wrong spirit. False spirit. Number two, he lost his expectancy. He has lost his expectancy. Now look in Titus 2:13. Go to Titus with me. How many still got your expectancy? A lot of people's lost it, I'm going to tell you. But God don't want us to lose it. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope. Well, let me tell you, that hope, first of all, is in you. Christ in you, the... When he shall appear, we shall be like him. And every man that has his hope in him purifies himself, even as he's pure. Looking for that blessed hope. Where's that blessed hope? Within you. Christ coming in you. That's the coming of Christ first in us. And then he said, and something else. He adds the word and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So the looking of expectancy is within, and yet it's without, isn't it? He's coming in you, and he's coming out there as well. Then we go to Philippians chapter 2. My throat's raspy this morning. I could tell it last night. Chapter 3, Philippians rather. Chapter 3, I want to look at verse 20. Philippians 3:20, for our conversation, literally our manner of life, is in heaven. That means we speak and act and live heavenly things out, don't we? From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We look And to those that look for him, he's going to appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen? So this man lost his expectancy. Amen? He said, the Lord is delaying his coming. And I see something else here. He's no longer walking in the Spirit. He's in the flesh. Now look in Revelation, the book of Revelation. Turn over to it's chapter 22. Thanks, Kyle. God bless you. Chapter 22, and look at verse 7. 22:7. Behold, I come quickly. Now, John sees this and says this in the Spirit, and yet we know Jesus' coming, literal coming, has not happened. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. So when John's in the Spirit, the coming of the Lord is imminent. Now, look in verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is where? Well, I'm going over yonder to get my reward. Well, you're going to miss it because he's going to bring it to you. Is that what it says? He said, I come quickly. My reward is with me. I'm going to bring it to you. Hallelujah. And then we look also in verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And then in verse 20, notice, he that testifieth of these things, surely I come quickly. And so, the man's out of the Spirit. The Lord, he said, is delaying his coming. He's no longer in the Spirit. He's walking in the flesh. Now, look back in Matthew 24 here. Look at what this man is doing. In chapter 24, in verse 49 says this, and he shall begin to smite, literally, his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. Now, there's a lot of beating going on from the pulpit. I mean, oh, you can beat the people of God. Amen? You can beat them, listen, or you can feed them. Huh? You can fight them, or you can smite them. But how many know that that's not going to please the Lord when you start beating people? God has not called us to beat anybody. God has not called us to be a fist fighter. God has not called us to smite the sheep. Come on, but feed the sheep. Now let's look at this. Acts 20. Look in Acts 20. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 20, verse 28. Here Paul talks to the elders of the church. And he said, take heed therefore to yourselves, elders, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. You're going to be an overseer. You're going to be made one by the Holy Ghost. Now notice what you're to do, elders, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. So we're a feeder, not a beater. Now turn to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Some people think if they don't get beat up on Sunday, they hadn't been to church. Huh? I want to tell you, that is not of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5. And notice verse 2. Here Peter is speaking of the elders as well as himself. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Verse 3, neither as being lords. You know what another translation says? Another translation says, 10 gods. Don't be little 10 gods over God's heritage, but be examples, come on, to the flock. Amen? So we must feed the flock, and then the Lord will come and give the rewards. Hallelujah. So we see the man has become a smiter, he's a fighter, he's a beater, not a feeder. Now, what does it mean to smite the saints? What does it mean to beat the saints? It literally means this in the Greek. It means to wound the conscience, to wound the heart of the believer. How many has ever been wounded by a minister? Raise your hand right now. Sure. I believe every one of us have. And how many of us, consciously or unconsciously, have wounded people and probably we don't know it? See? I think we could all raise our hands. Amen? God forgive us. Amen? And we need to forgive those that's hurt us. Praise the Lord. That's right. We need to forgive, brother. Amen. So let's do that right now. Father, we just forgive everyone that's ever hurt us, Lord. We forgive the ministries and those maybe who've done it ignorantly or on purpose or whatever. We just forgive them and release them right now, Lord, and we ask your forgiveness to touch them, Lord. We release them from any harm or damage or anything they've done to us. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us for hurting anyone in the body of Christ, Father. Cleanse us and wash us this day through your blood, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, and we all said amen. Amen. Praise God. I said last night, the greatest message I believe there is to preach today is the love of God. Listen, no one will ever be in the man-child Revelation chapter 12, the 144,000 chapter 14, or the two witnesses chapter 11 without the love of God. Amen. No one will ever walk in this army of God without the love of God. No one will ever be in the ministry that Jesus had without the love of God. If you're going to walk in the full power, how many is going to be full love? We know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. The perfect one's coming in us. Amen? And that is the love of God. How many want to receive that fullness in your life? There's a timing, brethren. Somebody asked me this question. What is the beginning of the tribulation? What's going to happen? Is it the world going to fall off the ocean? You know, is it the missiles coming? Let me tell you when the tribulation is going to start. It's when you see the people of God rising with the love of God and have the same ministry of Jesus that Jesus had in the earth. And during the works of God, the tribulation will start. Anybody hear that? The people who have the same love of God, the same power of God that Jesus had throughout the world, and during the works of God, the tribulation will start. That will be a sign. Hallelujah. I want to see it, don't you? But I don't just want to see it, I want to be part of it. I want to walk in it. Now, let me tell you what love does. Let me know love is personal. It's to you as an individual. Turn to Jeremiah 31. This man lost the love of God. God guard our hearts that we don't lose your love. Lord, no matter how much we know or don't know, let us not lose your love. Amen. My, my, my. How many want to be a loser? I don't want to lose, do you? How many want to be a winner? Amen. God bless you. Chapter 31. Verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old, Jeremiah says, unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. That's God's love. So it's everlasting, isn't it? And notice he's talking to Jeremiah, which means to Jeremiah himself personally, to an individual. And so this love is to you, it's to me, it's everlasting. And then he said, with this loving kindness have I drawn thee. So this love draws us to the Lord. So I'm going to say it again. It's personal, it's everlasting, it draws us to the Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. 31:3. Let me tell you what else the love does. It edifies. It will pump you up. Amen? But love will edify. How many thank God for knowledge? But how many know Peter added with knowledge you need some virtue? Amen? Knowledge alone will exalt you. Come on, it'll cause you puffed up and prideful. But we need the love of God when we have knowledge. Amen? God is love. God is love himself. And you know what the scripture says in Song of Solomon? That love is strong as death. You ever read that? Love is strong as death. Chapter 8 of Song of Solomon. But I tell you something. Since Jesus died and rose again, love is stronger than death. He conquered death, didn't he? Hell and the grave. How many believe that this morning? Amen. And God chose, Ephesians chapter 1, God chose a people before the foundation of the world to walk holy before him in love. God chose a people before the foundation was laid to walk in love. Hallelujah. So it's personal to the individual. It is everlasting. It draws us to God. It edifies us because God's love is stronger than death or as death. And God chose us to walk in that whole love. And this man lost that love of God in his heart because he begins to beat the people of God. He began to wound the consciousness of the people. Praise God. How many can see bitterness has come in this man? Anger. Now, turn to Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34. Chapter 34 of Ezekiel. Look at verse 4. The Lord speaking to shepherds. Now, when I'm talking about shepherds, I'm talking about apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. You know Jeremiah's a prophet, but yet the scripture said he's a pastor. You ever read that? So we're talking about the fivefold ministry here. Ezekiel 34:4. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, Neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force, come on, and with cruelty have you ruled them. God is not for us ruling in force and cruelty. God is not for us hurting the sheep, smiting the sheep. Amen. And that's exactly what the man was doing. Praise God. Now, how many know that this man began to follow the wrong crowd? Look back in Matthew. In Matthew, back in 24, I'm going to show you. It says here in chapter 24, he begins to not only smite the people of God, he begins to eat and drink with the drunken. Look in verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in those days that they were, that was before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. He's beginning to run with the crowd that was in Noah's day of eating and drinking. He gets with the wrong crowd. How many know it's easy to get with the wrong crowd if you're not careful? And how many know that if you get with the wrong crowd, it's going to affect you spiritually and mentally and physically and every other way? Amen. And then something else happened to this man. You'll notice in verse, I believe it's 50 here, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of. So he's coming in a day and an hour that he's not aware of. Now look at verse, let's see, I believe it's another verse I want to give you somewhere if I can find it. It's in chapter 24, verse, it's in verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. And yet it says here concerning this man that he looketh not for him, and in an hour and a day that he's not aware of, Jesus is going to come. Then in verse 51, we see judgment's going to hit this man. Can I tell you there's going to be a lot of preachers in hell? I don't like to say that, but there's going to be a lot of preachers in hell who have disobeyed God and turned from God. Look at verse 51. And shall cut him asunder, appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there's going to be what? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Study weeping and gnashing teeth all through the scripture, and you'll see it is hell. It is torment. And you take all the scriptures in context. So there's a judgment going to fall upon this kind of man. Now turn over to Luke 12 a minute, and let me show you something else. Here's the same story in Luke 12, and look at verse 45. Luke 12, 45. Let's see who this man's going to beat. Praise the Lord. Luke 12, 45. It says, but, and if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants, notice, men servants and maidens, and eat and drink and to be drunken. Notice, men servants and maidens. Go to Acts 2 and we'll see who they are. Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 18. Acts 2, 18. Praise the Lord. And here it says in Acts 2, 18, and all my servants, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. He'll begin to beat those who have prophetic ministry. The handmaidens, the servants of the Lord. There are those who don't want gifts of the Holy Spirit in their church. The control is here, you know, many times. But let me tell you, God has given the body the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we need the power of God in our lives and in the church, don't we? You go into some churches, it's like going into morgues. Come on, amen? There's no moving of the Holy Spirit. There's no casting out devils. Amen? There's nothing happening. We need to have God begin to move. But how many know it takes the body rising up in the Holy Spirit, listening to God, and coming forth to the fellowship or to the church or wherever you're meeting with whatever God has? How many know you don't wait till you get there just to receive? You bring something with you. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. We bring it with us. Thank God. How many want to bring something with you? Amen. Thank you, Lord. I do too. I want to be able to be a blessing. Now I want to tell you some things here that I think is crucial that we need to hear today. Here in just a second. How many know we don't follow those who reach for authority, but we follow those who reach for responsibility. And out of responsibility, authority will flow. And secondly, we don't follow those who scatter the sheep, but we follow those who gather the sheep. So we can follow either crowd. We don't follow those who drive the sheep, come on, but lead the sheep. We don't follow those that fleece the flock, come on, but feed the flock. Can you say amen? And we certainly don't follow those who rule by force and cruelty. I don't think there's any ministry here today, a ministry in this camp that does that at all. And we don't follow those. Listen, we don't follow those who lay claim to the sheep as their own, but we follow those who say, they're not my sheep, they're his sheep. Now, we may be responsible over the sheep at the Lord's presence, but how many know they're still his sheep, my sheep? Come on, hear my voice. And another, they will not what? Not follow. Now, I want to give you another warning here as we're on these things. Hallelujah. Beware and do not allow the enemy to seduce you into passivity. What's passivity? How many know the enemy gets you out of action? He puts you in la-la land. Your will is no longer involved. There's no responsibility. And you're in a neutral position. So beware of passivity. And it's easy to just settle down and sit down and say, well, let so-and-so minister to me. How many know we're all ministers in one sense of the word? We may not all be in the fivefold ministry, but we're all called, come on, to preach the gospel to somebody, amen? And to move in God and do what God tells us to do. Praise the Lord. Number two, beware of those who call for your mind to be brought into total subjection to them or to some group. Your total mind to be wrought. Look at Koresh. Look at Jim Jones. How many know mind control is a strong thing today? And you know, Jezebel is just waiting to control that mind. Come on, amen? There's a lot of mind control throughout the body of Christ, and we need to see it broken. Can you say amen? Amen. Be careful of those who counsel you. Now, there's safety in the multitude of the counselors, isn't there? But not everybody who puts a shingle out is a counselor. Look in Isaiah 30. In fact, most of those who brag they're counselors really aren't counselors. And I've seen some of the counselors had lives in shambles just like the people coming to them. In Isaiah 30, look at verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel. Notice first rebellion, and they're going to take counsel. But God said that counsel will not be of me, but not of me. And that cover with a covering, but not of my what? What is your covering today? It's the Spirit, isn't it? God's our covering. Aren't you glad He's our covering today? All right? That they may add sin to sin. And where's it going to take them when they listen to wrong counsel? Where's it going to take them when they're under wrong covering? Where's it going to take them when they begin to sin? Down into Egypt. What's Egypt? Come on, lust the eye, lust the flesh, and pride of life. It's the world, isn't it? And God said, they've not asked at my mouth, they just go anyway. I mean, no, we've got to be led by the Holy Spirit. And notice they're going to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, who's a picture of the enemy. And they're going to trust not in under the shadow of the Almighty, but in the shadow of the world. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. So there are wrong counselors. Listen, I believe we need to go to seasoned ministries ordained by God to get some counsel. And how many know in a multitude of counselors, again, there is wisdom. You know, you go to a doctor and he gives you a report. You don't always just believe everything he says. You may pick out another doctor, two or three. Isn't that right? Second, third opinion. Well, how many know that's also good in the body of Christ sometimes? Huh? Until we know the answers from God. Hallelujah. How many's ever got wrong counsel? Raise your hand. My. All right? I think we all have, haven't we? Some areas. Now, I want to say it again. Be careful who counsels you. Because the conversation can shift to the counselor how wise he is or how wise she is. Or how wonderful he is, or how wonderful she is. And I can just get all my answers from my counselor. Well, what if they go out of town? What if they go on vacation? What if they move? What if they die? You've lost your counselor. You've lost all your answers. Amen? Now, here's another one. Now, we have to be careful here. Beware of those who teach the leader alone can hear the voice of God. Well, I believe God does not work apart from leadership. He works through leadership. But how many know leadership also hears, and yet the people can hear God too? Come on, let's look this in John 10. Go to John 10. But we have to be cautious. John 10, look in verse 27. Now, you'll notice in verse 27, he didn't say my little lambs, did he? He said my what? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, recognize them. They follow me. And I give unto them, come on, eternal life, They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So he said, my sheep, those that are maturing in the Lord, are listening to my voice. Hallelujah. Because I know them and they're following me. How do you follow Jesus? By a cross and by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Take up your cross and follow me, he says. And yet it's by the Spirit. So beware of those who teach the leader alone can hear the voice of God. Leaders do hear, and thank God for that. But so do people at times. But how many know it has to be confirmed many times? Not in a corner, not in a back room, but out in the open where it can be heard and judged. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We need discernment. We need discernment. Now, number five, beware of those who seek to control the private lives of the people and all details of that private life. If people won't go 10 miles down the road until they ask the preacher, their favorite teacher, apostle, prophet, whoever. I mean, no, that is mind control. That's total control. Amen? And yet, on the other hand, we need at times to go to godly men and women and get some counsel if we're going to make a move. Isn't that right? Or do something. We need to know the direction of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Listen, in the body of Christ, there should be no dominators and no dictators. Can you hear that? Listen to this word. Denominate, dominate, indoctrinate, isolate. Denominate, dominate, indoctrinate, isolate. Listen, if God is bringing forth truth, we don't have to hide. How many know it's for the whole body of Christ? And it must be out in the open. Amen? You know, people get a revelation. Well, it's so high that I can't tell anybody else except just certain ones. There is a spirit also of not only domination, but manipulation, intimidation in the body of Christ. And that works with, that's the Jezebel. Now go over to 3 John chapter, well, in the back of your Bible, 3 John. Let's see this spirit here. 3 John. Hallelujah. 3 John, verse 9. He said, I wrote unto the church, but here's a man named Diotrephes. Notice he loveth to have the preeminence. He wants to be first. Among them that receives us not. So here's a man wanting to be the head. He's wanting to be first. He's wanting to be recognized. But how many know all the preeminence should not go to man but to God, to Jesus. Amen? Verse 10. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth prating against us with malicious words. Now notice, this man's going to attack the real ministries coming in, the apostolic ministry that was coming in with malicious evil words. And notice, and not content. And that word content means he does not have an inward sufficiency. Therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren. He will not receive those God is sending to the local church. How many know that shepherds can keep men out or they can bring them in? They're the link in the chain. And there's some you got to keep out. Come on. And there's some you've got to bring in. Isn't that right? Not only does God want to raise up the fivefold ministry in the local church, but he wants to bring the fivefold ministry into the local church from the outside. Hallelujah. But there's some that have some experiences with certain ministries. You never want to bring them in again. Can you hear that today? Hallelujah. And yet there's some ministries you've brought in and can bring in, do bring in, that you know that they'll come in and bless the brethren and help the brethren and be a great blessing. And I say this. I don't think anybody should be preaching on the field unless they've had a lot of experience in the local church. I think every evangelist ought to work out of a local church. Amen? And I don't see him going out and getting his own papers, doing his own things. I think it all should work through a local church someplace. He submitted. How many know if he's going to pay tithes to a local church, he can preach it when he goes out. If he's submitted to a local fellowship, brethren, he can preach it when he goes. Come on. He can't preach a local church if he's not submitted to one. Hallelujah. We need to be submitted to a local fellowship someplace, local brethren who know us, and we're sent from that place. Can you say amen? Amen. And notice it says, he doesn't receive the brethren, forbiddeth them that would. He's forbidding those that would receive them. I mean, no, that's total control right there. And casteth them, come on, out of the church. He gives them the left foot of fellowship. Throws them out. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is God of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Then he names a good man here. Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. So he's contrasting the two here. The one was not open to the ministries. The other man had a good report. Praise the Lord. I believe a man that's preaching the gospel needs to have a good report. Can you say amen? Not only as he goes in the field, but his neighbors, his friends, and others that know him as well. Praise the Lord. So there's a lot of things we could go into here. But again, I want you to raise your hands. Everyone that's ever been hurt by ministry, I want you to raise your hand. Hallelujah. Look at the hands here. Praise God. Amen. But God wants to heal your hearts today from these things. Now turn to Revelation chapter 2. I want to show you now. Not only the true ministries, but there's also the false. Revelation 2. Yes, ma'am. And look in verse 2. Now, Paul saw this coming in Acts 20. But here in Revelation 2, verse 2, he said, I know thy works and thy labor and patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them to be something. Liars. Where's the liars going to end up? Lake of fire. Lake of fire. Now, this early church knew true apostles, didn't they? And yet he said, right here, you've tested, you've proved these to be liars. These were false apostles. Now go to 2 Corinthians 11. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 11. And verse 13. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. The scripture said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into, come on, the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Everybody see that? Hallelujah. Well, how many know today we need the apostle? Hebrews 3:1 says this, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. We have the chief apostle, praise God, the high priest. His name is Jesus. Amen? He's the apostle and high priest of our confession. And then we have the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And then we have the apostles today of the Spirit and those of the churches. Let me show the apostles of the churches. Go to Philippians chapter 2. I don't know why I'm getting on apostles for, but let's go there. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2. Now in Philippians 2, he talks about Jesus. Here Paul does. Himself, Timothy, and Epaphroditus. Look in verse 25. Of chapter 2 of Philippians. Paul said, yet I suppose it necessary to send to you my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier. Now, Paul doesn't use that word fellow soldier very often, does he? But he does here for this man. But your messenger, that word messenger means apostle. So here was an apostle of the church at Philippi. And he that ministereth to my wants. For he longed after you all, was full of heaviness because that you heard that he had been sick, for indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow, he says. Now look at verse 30. How many know this man got overworked in the ministry, and he nearly died? I'm going to tell you something, brethren. You need to appreciate the fivefold ministry today, the real ministry of apostles and prophets and teachers and shepherds and evangelists. How many know many have poured their life and are pouring their life out for not the Lord, but for the body of Christ? We need to respect them and love them and honor them. Look in 1 Thessalonians 5. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I believe the church needs government. Divine order, divine placement by God, by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians 5. Look down to verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor where? Among you. And are over you in the Lord. And notice what they do. They admonish you. And esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, be at peace among yourselves. So we're to esteem them for in love for the work's sake. Now, the story that we saw in Matthew 24, I want to go back to touch that just a minute. The man lost the love of God, didn't he? The man is walking in the flesh, not the spirit. Amen? The man is a fighter, a smiter, a beater, not a feeder. Now, I'm going to show you, and he believed that the Lord's delaying his coming. Now, I'm going to take you to Thessalonians and close today, but I'm going to show you here from the Scripture how important the love of God is in the coming of Jesus. How many believe Jesus is coming today? How many really believe it in your heart, Jesus will come again?
Amen.
Amen. How many want to see his coming?
Amen.
Amen. Well, how many know we need some more love worked in us?
Amen.
All of us. Now, look in Thessalonians chapter 1. I want to take you through the Scriptures and show you these Scriptures now. How important. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And this church, first and second letters of this church, they knew more about the coming of Jesus than any church. Every chapter in 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Paul talks about the coming of Jesus. Every chapter in both books. All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Remembering without ceasing your labor of faith and work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Notice you got work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope. Now look over to verse 10. And to wait for a son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. Then go on chapter 2. Look in chapter 2. And look at verse 12. Now look at chapter 2, verse 12. Now please follow the Scriptures. That you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto what? His kingdom and glory. Let me tell you what the kingdom of God is. It is many things. But one of the things the kingdom of God is the love of God. God is love and God's the kingdom. It is love. Now look, let me show you this. Hold your place. Go to James. Go to James. Let me show you this right in James here real quick. Praise God. I don't know why I'm saying quickly. I'm not in a hurry anyway. I got 20 minutes. James 2:5. Now I want to show you that we're talking about the kingdom. We're talking about the love of God. James 2:5 says, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom, which is promised to them that what?
Loving.
Those that love God, the kingdom's coming in them. Come on, amen. Who are the poor? The poor in spirit are those who say, Jesus, I need you. I can't make it without you. Amen. Okay, back in chapter 3 now, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, chapter 2. He's called us to the kingdom, or the love of God. Isn't that right? Now, look down to verse 19 of chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? Then chapter 3, look down to verse 12, I believe it is. It says, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one towards another and towards all men, even as we do towards you. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Can you see that love connected with the coming of the Lord? Then in chapter 4, look at verse 9. Look in chapter 4, verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for yourselves are taught of God to love, come on, one another. And indeed you do it towards all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. And then if you read from 13 through 18, he talks about the coming of the Lord. Can you say amen? And you know, in this coming of the Lord, how many believe that he is coming again? Do you really believe it? I mean, always coming in clouds of heaven. The trumpet's going to sound, the resurrection, the day of the Lord, all that's there. I mean, that's packed full if you want to go into it. Now look in chapter 5. Look at verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief. Come on, in the night. Of course, we're not of the night, are we? Now look down to verse 8, though. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and what else? Love, and a helmet, the hope of salvation. Then look in verse 13. and to esteem them verily, very highly, this is the ministry again, highly in love for their work's sake. Then go to verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to 2 Thessalonians. Oh, how many want more love in your heart? Glory. That's what we got to have. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity or love of every one of you also toward each other aboundeth. Notice that. And then look in verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified, where? In his saints. And to be admired of in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed when? In that day. Look in chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Notice, he's talking about the coming of the Lord here and our gathering unto him. Praise God. And then we look down to verse 10. Look down to verse 10, chapter 2, verse 10. And he said, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they did not receive what? The love of the truth, that they might be saved. They believed the lie instead of the truth, didn't they? Then go into chapter 3 now. Look in chapter 3 here. And look in verse 5. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what we need today. We need an outpouring of the love of God. Amen. We need the Lord to come in us with that love to get us ready for that coming. Hallelujah. Oh, my. We need it. Amen? We must desire it. We must yearn for it. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love to teach on the coming of the Lord. He is coming again. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God. Let's praise Him a minute. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Father, we praise you. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise you, my Jesus. Praise you, my Savior. Praise you, my Lord. We bless and praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We lift our hearts. We lift our speech unto you today, Lord, and praise and worship you, Lord. Thanking you and glorifying your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. Wash us in your blood today. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, O God, I pray. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I want some of those 10 or 15 or 20, however, that you feel you've really been hurt and you need some prayer today, I want you to come and stand up here, and I'm going to have the brethren come and minister with me. Some of you have been hurt from ministries and others in the body of Christ. Just come right up. That's right. Just come right on up. Make a line right up here. Praise God. Come right on up. You've been hurt in your heart and you need somebody to pray for you and help you. Just make a line across the front here. Praise the Lord. Jack, I'd like for you and Speed and Sister Coffin, Brother Coffin, Bill, and different ones come up, and Brother Golden, different ones. Let's come and lay hands upon them. We're going to pray for them today. Praise God. How many know when you get wounded in your heart, it takes a while to get over the wound? Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. Praise God. So let's just pray for them right now, and then we'll go and lay hands upon them. Father, we just right now commit these brethren to you, Lord. We ask you to touch them. Lord, to set them free from any hurts. Any unforgiveness, Lord, any bondages, Lord, anything that was imparted to them that was not of the Holy Spirit, we break the power of it right now in Jesus' name over their lives. And we ask that you administer, Jesus, your love to them and your forgiveness to them, Lord. And, Lord, anything in their heart that they need, we ask you to heal wounds, Lord, pouring the oil and wine into them today, Lord God. We ask it in Jesus' name through your precious blood, Lord, and we give you praise. Amen. Come on, brethren, just lay hands and let's pray for the people here now. Just let the Lord lead us. My brother? Yes.
I've been hurt. I've had prophecies saying I was going to have power.
Yeah.
I was going to teach.
Right. Right. And so you just felt a lot of it wasn't right. Yeah. Okay, Father, we just ask you to touch our brother today, Lord. We ask you to deliver him, Father. We break all soul power. Lord, we break all false prophecies over him, Lord. False things has been given to him. Lord, that was not of you, Lord God. We come against it in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you that we break all soul ties. All soul ties be broken over this man right now, Lord God. Any witchcraft, divination that's spoken to him, we break the power of that right now in Jesus' name. All soul tower, all soul power right now. Loose this man through the blood of Jesus. Loose this man through Christ Jesus. Lord, we come against it right now. Lord, all the falseness. And now, Lord, we just forgive those that's hurt him. We forgive those that's projected things that's not of you, Lord. We just right now release him. We speak a blessing and not a curse. In the name of Jesus, amen. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for setting him free through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Through the blood of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Set him free, Lord. We break the power of that thing off of him. We break the power of that thing off of him. We loose him right now through the blood of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus, you set him free. Come out of him and loose him right now. You come out of him right now in Jesus' name. You loose this man through the blood of Jesus. Through the power of the blood of Jesus. You loose him now in Jesus' name. Through the blood of Christ. Loose this man's mind. Loose his thoughts. Loose him right now in Jesus' name. Come out of his body. Come out of his physical as well in Jesus' name. From all the hurt and all that went into him, Lord. The impartation, Lord. I break that impartation. I loose him from that in Jesus' name. I set him free in Jesus' name through the blood of Christ. Through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hi, Jack. How'd it go this morning? Good. Good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That's our sister. What are we going to pray about, sister? Anybody? Okay. Okay. Good. 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 Wonderful. Well, Lord, just bless her, Lord, right now. Just thank you for ministering to her, Father. Thank you, Lord, for touching her heart, Lord. Thank you for the wounds to be healed, Lord. Pouring the oil and wine into her now, Lord. Oh, yes. Heal her through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Every hurt, Lord. Eradicate. Erase them, Lord. Erase them, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Your spirit of love.
Amen.
Your spirit of forgiveness.
Amen.
God in Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Did he?
Yeah. It was good.
Good. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Was there anyone else out there need a prayer in this area? Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Is Glenn back? Thank you, Lord. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and close for dinner. Jack, you want to pray with the food today and just close and pray?
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning and for this wonderful teaching, Lord. Thank you for the radio broadcast and Brother Wilson and this lovely lady carried on a conversation there that was astounding, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we pray your blessings upon each one here. May you bring deliverance to us all. My Lord, may this be a memorial in our life's experiences this time at Lake Hamilton. And now, Lord, as we go to the dining area, we pray that you'd bless the food, make it nourish our physical bodies, and we will be most careful to praise you. We ask it all in Jesus' name and to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to ask Speed to give a little report here, and then again this evening on being on the station up here for the last 2 hours. I think if there's very many missing, we've got a stirred up community.
There must have been about 10 or 15 calls, was it, or something like this.
A lot of them calling is holding, you know, and they could... That's
yeah, they never could... Never got yeah, she had about 6 buttons, and they were lit up quite a bit.
Yeah.
And all of them were quite shocked about hearing what they were hearing about. And she was very kind in letting us 3 times tell about the meetings that were occurring here and how to get here. It was really a blessing. I think the girl really knows the Lord, because she said that she asked me if it had any hope for the United States surviving as a free nation, ruling out a divine intervention of God. So we held forth on that. So we would hope that that Lake Hamilton Bible Camp will receive some people that will know you're here. And people were wanting to know where they could get more talks on that, and we told them that all the talks we'd given on the conspiracy were right here, and they could get them. So, it, you know, you never know who you're going to touch and who's. It sort of starts a chain reaction.
Amen.
And we were, it was a blessing. And she does an outstanding job. She really makes it easy for you. And Jack was able to give of his experiences in World War II. And well, that was the main thrust. So it was a great time, and we trust that the Lord will bless her for making that 2 hours available. And it certainly got some people stirred up, and it was high time they got stirred up.
If the devil hadn't messed up your car, you'd have been on yesterday both.
Yeah, that might have got that might have been an overdose.
Don't forget the men's meeting here at 1:15, and the ladies' meeting upstairs at 1:15. Be sure and make yourself available to it. That's why you're here.
Yeah, the Lord says unto his people that I have seen many that are in a great struggle, and they're striving against principalities, saith the Lord. And yet they're fighting within themselves, and they have severe battles. But yea, I say, I'm teaching you to rest in me, and let me fight your battles, saith the Lord. Yea, because it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. And yea, within your own strength you shall not prevail, saith the Lord. Amen. Within your own understanding, as you lean on your own understanding, you shall not prevail, saith the Lord. But as you rest in me, and give me the glory, saith the Lord. For I am he alone that can break the yoke. I am he alone that sends my anointing. I am he alone that makes the way and penetrates all the other obstacles. And if you will learn to rest in me, saith the Lord, it is because I will pour out of my spirit upon you. For by strength shall no man prevail. But rejoice in the Lord your God and rest in the Lord your God. For it is the work that I am doing in you, saith the Lord, and not by your struggle. Cease from strife, saith the Lord. Cease from your struggle and lay aside your fighting, saith the Lord. For I will fight for you and you shall hold your peace.
Oh, Ramaka, sata, ha, ta, ha, ta, ha. Kesiki, kata, raba. Oh, baba, basi, kiata, ramaha, papa, basi, yata. Kere, de, de, ya. Kiki, yata, raba. Ko. Kasha, la, raba. Kama, si, yata, ta, to, ko, ho, ye.
For the Lord would say unto his people, have I not called you unto myself? Have I not called you into this place of refreshing? And I say unto you in this hour, I am bringing my people into a new place where the light will be seen forth from them. It will shine forth in the darkness of this world. And I tell you, I have called you, my people, unto myself. Seek me with all your hearts in this hour, that that which I have purposed may come forth in you, that nothing will obstruct that for which I have called you,
yes.
That nothing will hinder,
yes,
your coming forth as my people, that my son may be seen in this dark world. And I say unto you, my people, that my love is upon you, my light is upon you, and my provision is with you. Fear not. Fear not, saith the Lord, as you walk through the dark valleys, have I not said? Have I not told you that I am with you, saith the Lord? And I say unto you, look down. Look down. For are you not seated in heavenly places at my right hand, saith the Lord? Look down, for your enemies are under your feet.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Awake, Zion, awake, awake and dream your land. Awake, Zion, awake, awake and dream your land. For the stars of heaven shall fall, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the sons of God shall arise. Zion, awake. Awake, Zion, awake, awake and dream your land. Awake, Zion, awake, awake and dream your land. For the stars of heaven shall fall, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the sons of God shall rise. Zion, awake, Zion, awake, Zion, awake. Awake and dream your land. For the stars of heaven shall fall, and the moon shall turn into blood, and the sons of God shall rise. Zion away,
Zion away,
Zion away.
Zion away,
Zion away. Wake up, Zion. You're Zion this morning. Did you know that? Come into the city of the living God this morning. A place prepared for those that really love Him and walk in true purity of purity this morning. Oh, my, isn't God wonderful this morning? God's moving all over this place. Oh, God, can you get anything from the Lord if all you reach out and receive it this morning? God is moving by His Spirit for purpose and plan. He comes to change you and change me into His likeness. Open your Bibles to Matthew 10 and 7. You know this is a deliverance camp, and this is our theme song. And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Freely that you have given, freely receive. Matthew 10 and 7, and we're going to sing it this morning, and you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. How many came to come to be changed? Come to be changed. Come to be changed. Come to be changed. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name with a determination. You have to want to be delivered to be delivered. God's not going to force anything on you against your will this morning. Do you know that? He'll never force you to do anything. You can stand like a toad frog all day long, and He'll never move you unless you want to be moved. You can sit there with a puffiness on your face and a glare in your eye, but He will never move you until you move yourself. You've got to take the first step. Did you realize that this morning? God's moving by His Spirit across the land. His eyes are going to out and fro throughout the world and the nations this morning, looking for deliverers. How many wants to be a deliverer this morning? Oh, you better want to be. You'll never make it through this life unless you're delivered. Deliverance is the children's bread this morning. And this is what this place is set up for. Get delivered. Oh, do something. Get delivered this morning. Get delivered before you go home. We got till Monday morning, Monday afternoon to get delivered. If you go out here in the same matter you came in, it's your fault. It's your fault this morning. And as you go,
praying,
Thank you.
But you can have life now. He wants you to have life now. Come alive this morning. Alive in Him, under the heirs of salvation this morning. Come alive unto Him. Sitting in heavenly places with Him this morning. Don't you see the angels looking down, smiling? Oh, they're rejoicing too as you rejoice. Because God and all His angels, this is the quietest world you're ever going to live in. When you go to heaven, holy, 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 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Holy, holy, holy. If you go there, it's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Who wants to go there? You better not raise your hands because we'll come back and grab you right past. We don't want nobody to go to hell, do we? That's the reason we're here, to prepare ourselves to go out to the world. And you know we're vessels this morning. Vessels that God is moving through and pouring out to go out to others. If you keep it, you'll get stagnant and you'll die. He doesn't want you to die, does he? Out of your innermost being shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. That life that he came and put in you this morning and put in me this morning, he wants you to flow out this morning to each other, that you may too bring others into the kingdom. Hey, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Oh, you haven't arrived there yet. None of us have really arrived, have we? How many has arrived this morning? How many doesn't need deliverance this morning? Oh, did you see that armor? Ain't a hand going up in the auditorium. So you receive from the Lord what he wants you to have. And regardless who's sitting beside of you, hey, the enemy will try to come in and sit beside of you to keep you from getting delivered. Did you know that? But don't keep you from getting delivered. The Bible said resist the devil and he'll what? Oh, no, and give no place to the devil. That's with anything, with your talent before the Lord, with your money, or whatever you have. You don't give it no place to the devil, because he'll take it all if you'll let him. And I don't want him to have no part of mine, do you? Or no part of me at all, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So this morning, be joyful in the Lord. Come on, Brother Jim. He's going to pray this morning. And Glenn and Jack and Speed will be back later. They're going to do a radio broadcast. Remember them in prayer this morning. They're going to be interviewed. So let's remember them in prayer this morning, as they have at the radio station already in production. So let's pray that God will inspire them by his Spirit to speak only the oracles of the Word of God to a mass of people that's out there. Come on, Jim. Pray this morning.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Father. You are our Father, and we've come this morning just to sit at your feet, Lord. Just to worship, Lord. We've come to worship and to lift up our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've come to say we love you.
Yes, Lord.
Because, just simply because you're God. No for other reason. We didn't come wanting this morning. We didn't come seeking things. We came just to love you.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way now. Move among this group of people here this day. Move in their lives. Touch them. Touch them fresh and anew, Father. We are your people. We've come together because we are your people. But, Father, as Bill just said, we hadn't arrived yet. We have a place that we have to learn yet. There's a knowledge that we need to know yet. And we need your wisdom, Father, to walk in what you've already given us. So right now, Father, I ask your blessings upon the speakers this morning, not only in this place, but Speed and Jack, as they are on the radio this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Empower them with your word, Lord, that it would go forth to be the right word that would reach the people that are listening this day, Father. For we know your word is always true, but give them that word that will reach out and touch the people who will hear this morning. And then give those people hearing ears, Lord, to hear the word. Now, Father, give us hearing ears right here in this place, that we will hear the speakers not only this morning, but every speaker that comes before this microphone this morning, or any day during this camp meeting, Lord, that we will hear, our spiritual eyes be open and our spiritual ears open to receive, and our heart to receive that word, and that it would truly find residence in our heart to bring forth fruit unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I bind the enemy. I take this opportunity to go after the one who is against us. I bind principalities, powers, rulers, kings, dominions, thrones, spirits of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I bind those spirits that are here in this place. Send your angels right now, Father, to cleanse our church. Take out everything that is not of you right now that is trying to attack your people this day, that would try to stop us from hearing, that would try to cause dissension, that would cause disturbance, that would get our eyes off of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, remove them. Send the angels to remove them. Bind them with chains, a word that binds, and to carry them out of this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Bind the spirits in people this morning. Father, I bind in the name of Jesus those spirits that are within every person here, Father, that they would be silent this morning, that allow each one to hear and to receive, Lord, this word that goes forth. I just praise you and I thank you. Bless this speaker. Bless Tommy this morning as he comes before us. That word that he has within him, Father, just give it life to the hearer as it goes forth, that each one of us will hear just like Mary heard, and receive that word, and for it to conceive within Mary. Let that word conceive in us and to bring forth new life within each one of us this morning. For your word is alive and powerful and sharper. So we just thank you and we praise you. We pray a special blessing over this camp. I bind the curses that have been loosed against the camp itself, against the rulers of this camp, against Irma and Glenn, Lord. I bind all of the principality powers and all of the curse that has been loosed to stop the work of the ministry in this place. And I free Glenn and Irma to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit under the anointing of God, and not to be harassed any longer by the enemy that tries to destroy and to kill, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that spirit of death in the name of the Lord Jesus over this camp. I drive it forth in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father. And I ask you to loose life. Life not only to the camp, but to the hearers here this day. Life to every person here. That man we just prayed for, we loose life to that man. I don't care what Satan's done. I loose life in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Father, we come in the power of our advocate, the Holy Spirit. And we ask life to be restored into that man, if it's gone at this point. But if it's not, just to raise him up, Lord. And we just praise you and we thank you now. Bless this camp, Father. Bless these days we have together. Bless each hearer in the name of the Lord Jesus. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yea, the Lord says unto his people that I have seen many that are in a great struggle, and they're striving against principalities, saith the Lord. And yea, they are fighting within themselves, and they have severe battles. But yea, I say, I'm teaching you to rest in me, and let me fight your battles, saith the Lord. Yea, because it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. And yea, within your own strength you shall not prevail, saith the Lord. Within your own understanding, as you lean on your own understanding, you shall not prevail, saith the Lord. But as you rest in me and give me the glory, saith the Lord. For I am he alone that can break the yoke. I am he alone that sends my anointing. I am he alone that makes the way and penetrates all the other obstacles. And if you will learn to rest in me, saith the Lord, it is because I will pour out of my spirit upon you. For by strength shall no man prevail. But rejoice in the Lord your God, and rest in the Lord your God. For it is the work that I am doing in you, saith the Lord, and not by your struggle. Cease from strife, saith the Lord. Cease from your struggle, and lay aside your fighting, saith the Lord. For I will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.